Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Mike Ryan. Mike, I know we talked about this earlier this week, where we're going to possibly see some, you know, rain in the middle of the week, and here we are. It's Wednesday, and it looks like some of that rain might pick up later this morning and into this afternoon. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there's been rain, John, across the western part of the state, eastern Illinois, overnight that is moving in the direction of Indy and central Indiana. And we should begin to see showers working into the area during the morning rush hour. May see a rumble of thunder through the morning, and that will continue through about midday. As we get into the afternoon, most of the rain will move off to the east of Indianapolis, but there is still a cold front that's trailing back to the west, and that may lead to a few isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Can't rule out a strong thunderstorm that maybe produces some gusty winds, but again, that's going to be fairly isolated, and I think once you get past 4 or 5 o'clock, we're going to be done with any threat of rain in the Indy Metro with dry conditions then for the rest of the afternoon and on into tonight.
And what do you think the rest of the state's looking at in terms of rain or other types of severe weather?
Really about the same. I think what you'll see is locations that are west of us over in western Indiana, they'll clear out, dry out a little faster this afternoon, whereas the rain chances will probably linger in the eastern and southeastern parts of the state all the way through the afternoon, maybe even into the early evening. And if there is going to be any threat for strong or potentially severe thunderstorms, again, it's not a great threat. It's pretty low at this point, but the best potential is going to be across the eastern part of the state.
All right, and then looking like also there is a severe weather chance for Thursday afternoon as well. What can you tell us about what to expect on Thursday?
Well, John, that's going to be more Thursday evening and Thursday night, and at this point it appears that is a better potential for severe weather and locally heavy rainfall for a good chunk of the state, and especially the southwest half of the state, really a lot of locations that would be near and southwest of Interstate 74. Again, we'll see most of the day on Thursday will be dry, and then we'll begin to see showers and thunderstorms move into the area late day and really become widespread on Thursday night. And as we mentioned, there is a threat for severe storms. Damaging winds would be the primary concern, and again, that would be for locations near into the southwest of Interstate 74. And then we'll likely see the rain and embedded thunderstorms continue into Friday. We're not expecting any severe weather Friday, but expecting a cooler, kind of wet, damp day on Friday, and then the precipitation will begin to move out Friday evening.
And I think a lot of people want to still know about race day forecast for the Indy 500 on Sunday. We still looking good for that?
At this point, we are still looking good. Our confidence is growing, and in dry weather, not just for Sunday, but really for the entire weekend. Now, it is going to be cooler. Saturday in particular, we're probably not going to get out of the 60s. And then Sunday, back into the low to mid-70s. And for Memorial Day, we should be in the mid to upper 70s. But we are expecting dry weather for all 3 days.
All right. You mentioned damaging winds, the primary threat with this stuff Wednesday and Thursday. Any possibilities of maybe hail or flooding or anything like that and possibly tornadoes?
Low threat for hail with any storms later today. Again, that would be primarily across the eastern part of the state. I think the hail threat's pretty low with the storm potential on Thursday night. Tornado threat is really, really low, almost non-existent. That's not a main concern. Primarily, the damaging winds would be the bigger concern, especially on Thursday night. And really, with potential for heavy rainfall, and again, this would be more focused on Thursday night, you always run the concern for localized flooding, so that would be there. We are expecting, in general, across central Indiana, 1 to maybe as many as 2 inches of rainfall from late day Thursday through the day Friday. Now, again, that's going to be falling over a longer period of time. So, in general, we're not expecting any significant flooding concerns, but could certainly see localized flooding.
All right. He's meteorologist Mike Kosh with the National Weather Service. Mike Ryan, excuse me, from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Talked to both of you quite a bit. Is there anything else, Mike, you'd like to add that I've maybe missed?
No, not at this point. Again, just to kind of wrap up, going to be wet, especially through the first half of the day today. We see the potential for heavy rain, maybe some severe weather on Thursday night, and then we'll clear everything out at the end of the week, and looks to be kind of a cool but pleasant, dry Memorial Day weekend.
Mike Ryan, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
You bet, John. Take care.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.